chapter 22. Bad Red and his crew had left the ditch and crossed back into Mossflower Wood, with all manner of fruit, berries and wild vegetables to be had there during this summer season. The vermin had no difficulty finding food. Kringtail and Jupper gossiped as they prepared food for the others. Neither was very optimistic. Jupper plucked away at a moorhen, which Rog had brought down with his bow.
I tell you, it'll be a long time before we see the North Lands again. Bad Red's more determined than ever now.
Kringtail chopped away at dandelion roots and wild celery with a thin-bladed dagger.
Aye, that's true enough. Where is our fearless chief? I ain't seen him round lately.
Slipback strolled in and threw down a sizeable bunch of watercress.
Oh, Bad Red, that one's taken a bath in the stream trying to get the smell of that rubbish off him. He ain't too pleased, I can tell you. Two baths in two seasons is hard on a beast. He only took a bath last spring.
Flinky emerged from the undergrowth, his tunic full of pears.
Ah, sure. Any vermin knows the bathing weakens ye. How's the victuals coming along, me old darling?
Kringtail winked fondly at her mate.
They'll be ready soon enough, ye great starving stoat. Sit by the fire here and stir the pot a while. Ye can give us a song while you're at it.
Flinky knew more vermin songs than all the crew put together. He sang aloud, hoping the strains might reach Bad Red whilst he was taking his bath in the stream not far away. The rest of the crew drifted in to listen, sniggering and nudging a bit at the words.
Oh, hear my song, young vermin, and take heed to what I say. I'd a fine young son like you, who bathe most every day. Whenever he saw water, straight off he'd dive right in. A scrubbing and a washing of himself, then he'd begin. Oh, I smell just like a rose, from me tail up to me nose. Why, even all the blossoms envy me. And all I'll ever lack is a mate to scrub me back. I'm the cleanest vermin that you'll ever see. I'm clean as a weasel's whistle, shiny as a stoat's best coat. Just past the scented essence, in chamomile I float. All lathery suds and lilac buds and pine tree fragrance too. With me teeth so white and me fur so bright and eyes of baby blue.
The last verse was sung sadly and with great feeling.
But then one summer dawn, I had to weep and mourn. I went down to the bathing pool that day. There was not one poor young hare, just a sweet aroma there. Alas, he'd gone and washed himself away, away.
Bad Red strode to the fire, dripping wet. Jiggling a claw in one ear, he gave Flinky a frozen stare.
Get them little stoot and shut your stupid gob! When we've eaten, we're moving on fast!
Flinky returned his stare blankly.
Ah, sure. And what's the hurry, Your Honour?
The little fox buckled his cutlass on.
I want to take a look round the back of that abbey. There's got to be a way in.
Flinky passed a secret wink to Kringtail, who tried to fob Bad Red off with an excuse.
But, Chief, by the time we've finished the meal and got round there, it'll be dark.
Bad Red picked up a bowl and held it forth to be filled.
Good. That'll be the ideal time to get the job done.
Abbot Carroll felt much relieved as he surveyed the path and the ditch from the west wall top.
Thank goodness there's no sign of the vermin. What do you think, Torrin? Have they gone for good?
The otter cook had lashed sharp kitchen knives to the tops of two window poles. He and Giunti each had one. Torrin peered up the path into the gathering darkness.
Looks like they are, Father, but I'm taking no chances. Me and Giunti will stay guard up here and keep a weather eye out. If the things are still all clear tomorrow, we'll do a patrol round the outer wall just to make certain.
Carol patted his friend's stout back.
As you wish. I'll have food sent up to you.
It was a fine, warm night. Cavern Hall was packed with Redwallers, all happy and relaxed since hearing the news their abbot brought that the vermin fear had passed. Grandmum Gervel and her mole maids served a celebratory supper of mushroom and barley soup, harvest-baked loaves, and a dessert of apple and blackberry crumble made from fresh ingredients which the Dibbons had gathered from the orchard.